Our next speaker is Daisy Bearhorst, who is a community organizer and advocate for Hispanics and Latinos in the areas of public health and language access. She currently serves as the community liaison for the Deepwater Horizon oil spill NIEHS-funded projects at the Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center School of Public Health, Women and Their Children's Health Study, WATCH, as the acronym. Daisy also serves as co-chair of the Deepwater Horizon Oil Spill Consortium Community Outreach and Dissemination Working Group, bringing together community partners from across the consortium. Her topic is engaging the community in public health research when environmental disaster strikes the Deepwater Horizon oil spill experience. Daisy?
All right. I do have to say that we have no relationships. I have no relationships to disclose. And I also wanted to say, other than I'm glad y'all are here this afternoon, but it's also been a real pleasure working with the consortium and the community partners on this particular project. All of us are pretty much working together with the same community, so that has also brought some particular nuances to it. And one of the things that we definitely have had a challenge with, this is our WATCH team, and my slides are very pictorial. Oops, I got, sorry. And my notes are moving a little too fast here. One of the challenges that we've had is because we continue to have the same community that we're dealing with, we've really had to talk among the consortia and the community partners that are in the consortia. I wanted to ask y'all, how many of you have heard some of our friends, perhaps Betsy, Katrina, Rita, Ike, and Gustav? So we just had our fourth year of Black Gold anniversary on April the 20th. And of course that was the anniversary of the BP oil spill. And that really does not stand for, you know, our best partners in the Gulf. And it just brought some challenges to living here in the Gulf. It's been an interesting road working with LSU Health Sciences and the School of Public Health and partnering the Louisiana Language Access Coalition with LSU. This particular project, the WATCH study, actually was not initially set up to be a completely CBPR, or community-based participatory research. It was a very straightforward scientific project dealing with women and their children and looking specifically at their health, their mental health, and resilience. And so with that said, the project was very much set up, and then the community part was added to it. So it was a part of the requirements to do it. So that brought a little bit of a challenge because we didn't have the community input up front when we got started. But this really also gave us a great opportunity to work together. And when I say work together, it's this partnership here between LSU and the Louisiana Language Access Coalition. We were able to bring our partnerships at the Louisiana Language Access Coalition into the mix to really enhance it. And some of them actually had already work that was going on in different other venues, either directly with BP or through their own organizations. And this is the Episcopal Community Services here in Louisiana. And they were providing other services. Their membership, their constituency was already going to them for other reasons. But it's the same group of people here in the Gulf region. Our particular study focused mainly on St. Bernard, Terrebonne, Lafourche, St. Mary's, and Plaquemines, Orleans, and Jefferson Parish. So it's very much the southeast of Louisiana. Some of our other partners focused on the entire Gulf and had a much wider spread. Ours was really here. But the way that we went about working together really was to sit down and decide what we needed to get done in order to have the study be successful. And so LSU decided that the best thing to do is to have a community liaison, and that was my role and is my role currently in working on this particular study. So they implemented my role in working to engage and communicate directly with the community partners that we had within the Language Access Coalition. And working specifically then, furthermore, on the oil spill related issues and what they were encountering. So when we got started, we also had a series of meetings because it was quite clear to me, I've been working with the community, the Louisiana Language Access Coalition started its work as a response to Katrina. So it was the child of another disaster, which was a major disaster as well. And we've been able to maintain a lot of our community work throughout the New Orleans metro area and some extended parts of Southeast Louisiana as well. In delving in different issues, and one of the issues that we work on particularly is health. So to us, it was not a big leap to work with LSU. We were already working with them with other community partners, and Noella is actually a community health center here, which actually is part of MQVN CDC in East New Orleans here, and services both the Vietnamese, African American, and Latino community that has settled in eastern New Orleans. They were directly affected, and in our work with health, they were already one of our partners. It may sound to you like I'm not really announcing any breaking news here, but most of the community partners' counterparts are probably engaged in similar proposals across and collaborations. So their work may seem very similar to you in this particular engagement part. But the real news that really came and was difficult to work through was working with some of the scientists initially. Their perception of how this study was set up was very straightforward. But in communicating that to the community and what the community wanted is was very different. And once we started to have these conversations and to understand really what it meant to have a community partnership it really became the focus and the forte of moving forward. And the way that we did that is we had several discussions with both groups, both together and separately, to talk about what their interests were. Obviously, the scientific team had particular needs that were related to what their study was, and then the community had particular needs as well that they wanted. They wanted to have those met. Along with that, we went ahead and made a couple definitions, and one of those was what the scientists thought the community really meant. When you said community, we were defining exactly who we were talking about, and that helped the community partners understand because, again, the Language Access Coalition and the partners that I work with, most of them are community leaders themselves, like Tap and John. And so for them to make that particular definition also helps, so that the word that can be disseminated down to a particular group. And for us, that meant the women and children that the study really affected in the area. So we discussed this at length with both of them. But then in the end, really what came out of that discussion was that the community wanted a long-term relationship with the institution. And that to them was more important than anything else. And this is a picture of the Latino Forum, which is a forum. And it birthed the Language Access Coalition and was formed immediately after Katrina to service the Latinos in the greater New Orleans area. And when I say long-term relationship, the relationship with the Language Access Coalition, the Latino Forum, and LSU actually started some years back. So the trust was there, but more importantly, that long-term relationship also meant to the means to the community that when the project goes away, the things that the community needs from the partnership aren't going to go away. So if the money goes away, that doesn't mean the relationship goes away. And so there's some nurturing to be done there for it to be a long-term relationship. The Latino Forum, one of the assessments that it worked on was on health access. And so we had a partnership already with LSU in assessing the community's access to care. The Latino Forum members are community partners, also service providers, particularly who service Latinos here in New Orleans. So that type of partnership is really what the community was also looking for. And it really makes it a real partnership once you have a commitment and you really have the responsibility that's tied to it. And so that also was very important to us as we move forward. We also worked, have some of our community partners. We also had some community partners that were already working in other regards with this particular disaster. Catholic Charities had the Spirit of Hope going, which is their intervention for it particularly. So they also had a different outreach. And they were also working already in the same parishes that the oil spill watch study was working on. So, I'm sorry, I skipped a little bit ahead. So in having these relationships and finding out exactly what really all the stakeholders needed, both scientists and community, it helped in really honing down and moving the study forward. So the gain was also for the study in the sense that one of the important parts that the community did not understand, and as part of the study, it implemented a giant calling center. And so it basically was cold calling women in the area who were affected, this particular region, and asking them to participate in the study. Well, when that started to happen, one of the problems that they ran into immediately was a lot of the women were saying, number one, my husband doesn't want me to answer your questions. He was an oil spill worker and has already participated in another study, and we're done with your studies. Or, I was not affected by the oil spill. So those two particular comments it was like a brick wall. So in talking to community partners, it was very clear that they needed to understand that when the study was in order for the study to move forward, everyone in the community had to participate. So the women, even though they were not affected, their husbands were not oil spill workers, still needed to participate. Otherwise, the study would be skewed. So we spent a little bit of time explaining that particular scientific piece, because if you don't understand that, then you know, it really would skew the numbers, and the scientists would not have what they needed. On the other hand, the trust had to be built up. Like I said, they also said, my husband already answered your questions, goodbye. So we had to also work on them saying, okay, your husband doesn't want you to answer the questions, but I want you to understand that this particular study and in the piece that was resilience within the study would also help the community on how to come back after disasters. And the only way for us to know that information is if the entire community participated. So that was another key factor. Once we got past those two things, and also we were able to give that information to the scientists and therefore the callers who were making the calls, the numbers started to go up. And the watch study is actually one of the studies within the consortium that has a very big number of participants in it. But it's that type of example that really, it may seem very small, but it's key in order for you to move forward. And the only way to get that is through that partnership, through having that sustained conversation with the community and that sustained conversation with the scientist as well. So that long-term relationship really goes back to also finding out what other things the community wants. And so we also found out that they wanted to have their own expertise within the community. So we also have a relationship with the McFarland Institute, which is congregational wellness. And for us particularly, it was building what is a lay health worker within church settings. So we began to work this with hopefully growing it and working both with our partners and also with LSU to be able to meet what the community wants in a long-term relationship and then leverage that with what we need to date. So that these are some of the partners that we have. We also work closely with the Advocacy Center within the Language Access Coalition. So they're one of our partners, and they have a very large reach across the state. So that also helped us in getting some of the word out there. Oxfam is one of our new partners within the Language Access Coalition, and that, as a long-term strategy in the partnership, it really will help us in getting to some of those other places, both rural and urban in the Gulf South that they're already working with. They've done a considerable amount of work already with the BP oil specifically. So all that does is it increases for the partnership of LSU and the community to grow. So 2 minutes? Okay. So this is another one of our partners, and I just wanted to put them up here as well. Because they work with the Language Access Coalition on HIV and AIDS, and you might say, well, what does that have to do with environmental health and disasters? Well, the truth is, they're one of our vulnerable populations. So a disaster does not really ask you who you are, what you can and can't do. It's coming. And that is the truth in our reality here. So it's never going to be what's next. It's always going to be, or when is it? It's like, when it's coming. It doesn't matter what it is. We know here that it's coming. So to build the community's resiliency has been very key. And it doesn't matter, again, it's building those relationships, that connectivity, which is some of the results that will come out of this particular study in identifying what makes the community resilient on an individual basis and on a more community basis, that is really what needs to be strengthened. So I wanted to include that, even though it may seem a little far-reached. So in the end, again, really that partnership between university and the community has really pushed the study forward. And sometimes you have to leverage what you already have in the community. But again, for us, it's not, you know, what's coming or when it is. We know that it is. So making it long term is only to the community's advantage and also to the scientists who are trying to work and help the community as well. And I just have a couple acknowledgments. Our Louisiana Language Access Organizing Committee, and also the watch study PIs and co-PIs. And that is all that I have.